Hey, good morning. 8:11, Brock Hunter.
Oi.
Oi. Let's see, today going to be partly cloudy to partly sunny.
What?
There may be some wind, there may not. Possibly rain, right. Maybe not. Maybe snow, maybe not.
Going to be weather outside.
Could be frightful, could be not.
Mm-hmm.
High of 36 today, mostly sunny tomorrow, and a high of 39. Wednesday, cloudy, high of 44. Right now, it's 38.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
This guy took a play right out of the old school playbook, if you will. 45-year-old guy named Tory Gates from Brooklyn. He recently decided to pledge the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. 45, and he's pledging this fraternity. Unfortunately, we don't know what college this is from or why they agreed to let a middle-aged man in. Really hard up for pledges this year.
That old dude at the party.
But what we do know is that pledging didn't go how Tory was expecting it. And earlier this month, he says the fraternity blindfolded him and paddled him 200 times.
Oh, man.
In a hazing ritual.
Stick a beating.
He had so many bruises that he went to the hospital and he called the cops on the fraternity.
Oh.
The police say they're investigating.
A country station.
They're picking on me.
Oh, God. 45-year-old dude. Just getting whipped by a bunch of 19-year-olds.
Yeah, what is this guy doing that he's pledging a fraternity and then crying about it?
No, what he did, he watched the movie Old School.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's a good idea. You That'd be what? Awesome. To
I want
to
do that. Yeah, midlife crisis.
Yeah.
He's trying to relive the glory days, or maybe he was never in a fraternity before.
I had no idea the kids could still paddle people these days. I thought that was long gone.
No, that is. Like, honestly, a lot of schools... even at the college level, if you haze, you know, the way that they did, you pretty much get shut down. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Were you ever in a fraternity?
No.
Good.
I got approached by a couple. I got approached because I went to Elmhurst College. It's outside of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I got approached by a couple fraternities, but I'm not going to pay to have friends.
Yeah, right. It's a weird thing to me.
It is. Like, and don't get me wrong, okay? Fraternities, sororities, they have certain things they have to do. They do, like, charity things, and they do everything like that. But it just seemed kind of off to me. I don't know.
I think right after high school, I went to a fraternity party, and I think that's what put a bad taste in my mouth.
Here's the thing, is I don't have a problem with fraternities, sororities. I have a problem when they try to act like...
They're better than you?
Yeah, kind of like that. There definitely are some that do that.
It's like, dude, just because you pop your collar and you got a polo shirt on.
Frat guys and sorority. There's a certain, we all know the frat guy and the sorority girl that you can picture right now. If you think of your typical frat guy.
You're part of the frat, bro?
Yeah.
Need to get out, man.
Bro.
Right.
Hey.
Only chicks allowed in this house.
Oh, you're not part of it? You got to pay a cup fee.
Yeah. It's always that dude standing on the coffee table with no shirt on, just drunk.
That one guy right by the keg, he doesn't leave.
Yeah.
The tightest Hollister polo shirt you've ever seen. Pop collar, puka shell necklace, visor.
Sick party, bro.
Oh, dude, bro. Bro. Come on. All their friends got names like Squigs and...
Yeah.
And duty, and you know,
just a bunch of desperate people just reaching to try to have friends.
It's gonna be me, Squigs, Blunts. We got Mike, Big Dave, Little Dave,
bro. Bro, house is always trashed.
Coming to the, I know every house. They got a couch on the porch
that's been there for like 30 years.
They got a picture of all the past fraternity brothers up there on the walls.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though. I do enjoy sorority girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they are fun.
Yeah, they get wild.
They get wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Hot sorority girls. It's fantastic. What frat are you with? None.
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 Absolutely none.
Anyway. So there you go. If you're a 45-year-old man, maybe don't pledge.
No.
Probably ain't going to end well for you.
You might get paddled.
And then cry about it.